Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Let's Talk. And you know I have the awesome privilege of being on the air with Minister Sheila Kaiser. I thank God for her. I thank God for her faithfulness to him and to Smile 3 Ministries and to the various programs that God has allowed us to have on Sundays, on Mondays, and on Fridays. And occasionally he'll have us have other programs, and I'm so very grateful for each and every one of you that are listening to us live right now via Blog Talk, and to those that are going to listen to us via the archives. Once again, I thank God for you. I thank God for your God-given prayers, because prayer is just such an awesome arsenal from the Lord. And so I'm going to turn the program over to Minister Sheila so she can share whatever the Lord has given her for us and for her to pray for us in the program. And if we have time, I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk to you about something the Lord has been dealing with me with in prayer, and as I pray for marriages and relationships for others. And you might say, what is it? Well, I'll give you a hint. Aretha Franklin sang a song about it. Minister Sheila, if you can go ahead and share whatever the Lord has given you, however he leads you.
Good morning, good morning. I want to say thank you. Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God, our Father, and the Lord, and the Son, Christ Lord Jesus, for another day. And as I will always say, I can never, ever, we can never thank the Father and the Son. We cannot thank them enough. We cannot thank you. Thank them and thank them another for another birthday. As every day I wake up, it is a new day. Every day you wake up, we wake up. The world comes to life on a new day. It's another birthday to learn and to treasure the gift and the mercy and the love of the Father and the Son for giving us another day. Lord, I thank you and I thank you and I thank you, because if it was not for the Father and the Son, we would not exist today. We would not be here today. Yes, some of us did not make it today. Some did not make it till this morning. And Lord, I ask you to bless them families. Bless all the families that might have lost a loved one this year, last year, yesterday, or this morning. But Lord, I thank you and ask you to bless them and to let them know you are the way, no matter what your trials and tribulations are, no matter what you're going through. God, the Father and the Son is the answer. No matter what we're going through, they always have the right way for us to go. All you need to do is to act. You need to have a daily conversation with God. Talk to the Father and the Son. Ask them, what do they have for you for this day? What do they have for you in your life? Because yet, they are the reason. The Father and the Son is the reason why yet we have life today. Father, I give honor to you. I give honor to you for each and every human living thing on this earth that you have blessed with this birthday, that you have blessed with life. Because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here, Lord. I thank you. And I thank you. I want to pray and ask you to bless each and every human thing, living thing on this earth that you gave life to, Lord. I thank you. And I thank you the ones I know and I don't know. But, Lord, I know we are all here because of your love and your mercy. Lord, I thank you for all the things that you have brought us through. I'm not going to ask just for me. I'm going to ask for the entire world that you have made in existence, that you put here for us to live, that we need to know is because of you, not because of him or her or this or that. We are here because of you, God Father, and Son, Christ, Lord Jesus. I give honor to you daily. I thank you daily, and yet I know it's still not enough for your great love. and you need to help us with our understanding. To understand life with you is the most, or the most can never be no more than with you, no higher than more with you, no beautiful, no is none existing without through you. Lord, I give honor to you. I thank you for my sisters, my brothers, my sons, my daughters, my granddaughters, my grandsons, nieces, nephews, my neighbors, my co-workers. Lord, I just thank you for the world, for yet you have blessed us to have another birthday. I thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Crawford Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Dr. Sabrina Wright. I thank you for each and every evangelist, deacon, bishop, pastor, bishop, evangelist, apostle, for every member, mother, sister, usher, everyone in this world. Lord, I thank you. And I ask you to bless us all and to lead us into the right way, your way. And Lord, we need you to bless this government that we have, to let them know we are here for all people, not some people, not to discriminate against us due to our race, our sex, our religion, no matter what color we are. God, we are all one color in your eyes. We are all one color in the world you have brought to here, that we need to live together, love and treasure and work and understand each other as we need to go through this world that you have created for us. Lord, we need you so much. We need your guidance, your teaching. We need you to send your angels down to help us to understand and to help those that think they know, to let them know that what we are doing, we need to do in the honor of you, Lord, to remove all this ugliness from these people, these demons, these devils, and let them understand the hurt and the fun you think it is of misusing, misguiding, mistreating the people that it seems to be good to you. It's wrong to stop taking from people when you can earn and take yourself through what you need to get to. We need you to help us to understand that we are here to love each other, not hurt each other, not to put game on people to satisfy your needs, to stop this human trafficking, to let them know that no matter what we're going through, health-wise, financial-wise, in our families, on our job, in our neighborhood, or even within yourself, that God can help you heal and control and to lead your life in the right way, to bless you and to lead you and to let you know God is the answer. He is the right answer. He is the answer that would make you all a whole, and to take your pieces and put them together in the right way. But God, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I ask you to bless these schools, that the troubles that's going on in these schools and these countries, even in your neighborhoods, but sometimes like even in your household, Lord, I need them all to break down and to understand that they need you in their life to guide them the right way and to show them how to do things the right way upon and under your love and your understanding, which is the beautiful life that they can have, and take all the ugliness away. Lord, I ask you and I ask you and I thank you and I thank you to help me and others to understand that we can do right by you. We need to ask you. We need to pray to you to understand that the way of our lives that you want us to be and do and how about and how going about it. But Lord, we need your help. We need you to help us to understand. And Lord, I thank you. And I thank you. And I thank you. And Lord, we ask you, I ask you, please bless us all and to let us know you can't do no wrong. You can take our wrong and make us right and to help us understand no matter what mistakes we've made, you can correct them and lead us in the right way. And yet the devil will take your mistakes and use them against you and make you think it's no hope, no way, no correction. You can't go right when you done been wrong so many. No matter how many times you did wrong, ask God to help you to correct them so your wrongs won't be no more and your life will be all the right way in the Lord with the Father. And to let us know that misuses of family, friends, neighbors, or even yourself can be corrected, can show you the right way. To let us know all mistakes are just what it is, mistakes, but God can help you correct them so yet you don't do it no more and no more other mistakes that is wrong and harmful and hurtful to self and others. God, we need you daily. We need you, Lord. We need you right now. And I thank you for now, for yet if we would not be here, we would not be here now if it wasn't for your gracious and your love and your understanding. The Lord bless us to know that we can and we can and we can recover from the wrongness with your love and your help, and not giving our lives up to you, put our lives, our minds, body, and souls into your hands, and to hold on for your direction. Some say, I pray and I pray, and yet he have an answer. God is always on time. You might pray Wednesday and think it's not here Thursday, the devil will convince you. It ain't going to happen. He ain't going to listen. He ain't going to help you. But God is always on time. I tell others, God have waited on you. What makes you think you can't wait on him? By you convincing yourself that he's not going to help you from the wrong you have did. But yet and still you need to understand you are still here. Yeah, I'm helping you each and every minute, but you need to wait for God's time, your time. Don't let the devil convince you that it's not going to be your time, that that's all he needs to do is try to gain another one of God's, our Father and sons or daughters. We need to realize to wait on God. It's the big and glorious and happiest time you will see for each day that you live. That's more time he has given you to wait on God. He will answer you. Wait for the biggest love, the joy of life you can ever see, feel, or even go through. God is the answer. And as they say, when God shows up, he shows out. To wait on the Father and the Son is to wait time that as you are going through, yet you don't know, but you need to understand you are learning. You are learning because each day, if you take the time to think or just sit back and feel, while you're praying and waiting on God and talking to him, if you understand, you can feel the difference. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. You can feel your change. You can feel that little chill, that little goodness, that little change in your body. God is a God of all of mercy and love that is never failing, that's never ending. God can take all our weaknesses, all our mistakes, and turn them around and make it so much understanding and beautiful in life in us to wait on God. It's the time of the life of enjoyment. When you pray in each day, if you think about it and just sit back and just feel the blessings and the love and the cleanliness that He is putting through your body, wait on God. Don't wait on someone else that you know that have brought you through the trouble, that have took you through the wrong. Wait on God, because He is the most magnificent, the most manifesting Father we can ever have. God and the Son is the blessing of our life that we all want, we all deserve, we all need. Wait on God. No matter what you're going through, don't look for Tuesday and think it's going to happen Wednesday or Thursday, because it might happen on Friday, but you can't give up. You need to help and hold yourself. God can send you the blessing through your own body and hands and soul. He can look around and holler, "Oh, God, how did you do that? Why did you do that?" But, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for taking me from the wrong and showing me the right. Thank you for waking me up this morning, because I know so many did not. But, Lord, I thank you, because without you, I would not be. Lord, we would not be here today. We just need to know and understand that we need to talk to you. We need to understand to have a conversation 24/7, 48, 49 with you. Because, God, we know you have the life that you have for us. And all we need to know is when you say so, it would be the happier and the glorious, the feeling you can never imagine, that you will be going through the life that He can put into you to make it all on an upper scale. So let's get together and pray for each other as well as ourselves. Because the one standing next to you might be the angel God has sent to you. Stop mistreating each other. Stop mistreating yourself. Just ask God to show you how to do, why to do it, when to do it, and to use you as He sees fit. Because my life is in God's hands. And Lord, I pray each day, but yet I make mistakes. And Lord, I ask you to forgive me. Even when I'm attempting to it, sometimes I even know I stop. And I know you stop, like, "Oh, excuse me, Lord, thank you. But I know what I was about to do, it should not be. Should not have even thought of it. But Lord, I thank you." We all can pray and say, "Lord, I thank you for what I was thinking about doing. Thank you for, I don't feel like somebody to slap you upside your head or just stop you in your track, or you just did a U-turn." And all you can know is like, "Oh, what? Excuse me." Just thank you, God. He can stop you in a split second. Just ask God to direct you daily, 24/7, 365 days a year, every split second of the year. God can stop you in the track of the wrong and make it right. But yet keep them little demons and devils. Yeah, they'll be in the back of my head, be in the back of your head, saying, "Uh-uh, you know you can do that and get away with it." but ask God to lead you through it. No matter what you're going through, God will take you the right way. And as they say, pray when you're thinking about something. Lord, help me. Is this the way I should go? Is this what I should say? Is this how I should do it? Pray to God daily and ask Him to show you and tell you how to go, what to say, how to do it. Should I go left when you know you should have went right? Lord, I thank you and I thank you and I thank you for God. I can never thank you enough, but I love you, and I thank you for loving us, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. God, have mercy on us all. But Lord, I thank you forever loving us, for yet we are here another day. I can feel your hand and possibly let Dr. Cecilia Kaiser.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Sheila, for praying for us and for sharing what the Lord has given you for us. Before we get into what God has given me, it may end up being a series. I really don't know. I may be able to finish what God has given me on today. But before we start, just go with me with this. I need you. Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee. Oh Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Lord, you're worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, you're worthy. I bless your name, Lord. I glorify your name, God. You're so worthy, 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 Lord. I worship you. I adore you. Glory to your name, Lord. I worship you. I worship you alone, God. Hallelujah. I worship you, God. God, I love you. God, I adore you. God, I worship you with every fiber of my total being, God. Hallelujah. You're so worthy, God. You're worthy, God. Let every word that I speak concerning this message, God, heal, deliver, and set free. God, do what only you can do. Speak to your people and have your way. Amen. And amen, and amen again. Well, the message that God has given me is dealing with respect. I realize that as people of God, as ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, We are the first partakers of every word that we speak, preach, sing, write, whatever we do. We're going to be the first partakers of it. So when you hear what God has allowed me to share with you on today, realize that he first gave it to me, so I had to be the person to eat it and receive it first. Because we have to have the balance of God's word, the balance of God's correction, the balance of God's feedback to us. There are, and some people would say, his confirmation to us in dealing with the various things that we deal with in life. We had talked about on last week how sometimes God will correct us where I'll just be transparent. There was someone trying to come in my life, and when they tried to come back into my life, God took me to the verse about returning to your vomit. And I said to God, thank you. Why? Because when I sing that song, I need thee every hour. Well, the song doesn't say every nanosecond, but I need him even more than that. Because, see, I don't know about you, but there's plenty of things that I could do or say or conceive in my heart or relationships that I could enter into that God may not have told me yes to, but yet I entered into it, and then I deal with what I entered into. And so I thank God for telling me not to return to that situation. Not that I'm not still nice to that person or him and I, you know, are good friends, but relationship-wise, the answer was not just no, but it was so vivid of returning to vomit. And everyone knows the smell and the look of vomit, and that's just how God is with us. So with that, he was teaching me and reminding me about respect, not only for others, but for yourself. So one of the things that he allowed me to share, even on Facebook today, was how do you spell respect? What does R-E-S-P-E-C-T mean or look like to you? But most of all, what does respect look like to God? See, many of us dance to and heard Aretha Franklin's song about respect, and I'm going to share those words with you. In Aretha Franklin's song about respect that so many of us dance to, so many of us had listened to, and even sang to, and whoever knows what else we did. We may have even did karaoke or who knows whatever. But it says, what do you want? Baby, I got it. What you need, you know I got it. All I'm asking is for a little respect when you come home, just a little respect, just a little bit. Hey, baby, just a little bit. When you get home, just a little bit, mister, just a little bit. I ain't gonna do you wrong while you're gone. I ain't gonna do you wrong because I don't wanna. All I'm asking for is a little respect when you come home, just a little respect. Baby, just a little respect. When you get home, just a little respect. Yeah, just a little bit. I'm about to give you all of my money. This is a woman now. And all I'm asking for in return, honey, is to give me my propers when you get home. Just a. Yeah, baby, when you get home, just a little bit. Yeah, just a little bit. Oh, your kiss is sweeter than honey. Guess what? So is my money. All I want you to do for me is give me, when you get home, respect. Yeah, baby, whip it to me just a little bit. When you get home now, just a little bit. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, Take care. TCBO, sock it to me. A little respect, oh yeah, just a little bit. Come on, work with me. I know those of you that are holier than thou having a problem with this, but just come on, listen. Listen to what the world is saying. Respect is. Now stick with me. A little respect, oh yeah, just a little bit. A little respect, I get tired, just a little bit. Keep on trying, just a little bit. You're running out of food, just a little bit. And I ain't lying, just a little bit. Respect. When you come home, Oh, you might walk in, respect, just a little bit. And find out I'm gone, just a little bit. I gotta have just a little bit. See, the reason that I read those lyrics to you and didn't skip a one is because the first question that God allowed me to ask before we started was, how do you spell it? How do you spell respect? And what does respect mean to you, and what does it look like to you? It's the respect that the world is teaching you. Does that respect, is it something fleshly? Is it about what people do to you or people do for you? What does respect mean to you? How does respect personify itself to you? According to the dictionary, it's a feeling of deep admiration for someone or something elicited by their abilities and qualities and achievements. Another definition says, due regard for the feeling, wishes, and rights and traditions of others. Another says, is to admire someone or something deeply as a result of their abilities and qualities. Now, what I love about God's respect and about God's honor, it's not about our flesh. It's not about what people do to us or for us in a fleshly, carnal manner. See, I was allowed by God to break this down to minister to Cecilia. And if it ministers to you, I thank God for it. Because I know one thing about God, he's going to heal and make Cecilia whole, but he can do the same thing for you and you and you and you, you over here, you over there, whatever country you're in, because this is the World Wide Web, you know. So R means to recognize each other's worth and value. 1 Peter 2:17 says, show proper respect to everyone. Love the family of believers. Fear God. Honor the emperor. But some of us, whether you're a husband or whether you're a wife or whether you're a son or a daughter or a mother or a father or a sister or a brother or a colleague or a boss or a worker, whatever your relationship is with another person, you have come too familiar with them. The honor is gone, and you don't even realize. The respect is gone, and you don't even realize it. You're not recognizing the other person's worth and the other person's value. Yes, like this or not, they got a degree. Respect that. If someone went further than you in school, recognize that they put their hard work into becoming that teacher. Do you know what it is to be a teacher that's responsible for other people's kids? Some of us have people in our family that are teachers that are going out there and they love God and themselves and other people so much until they're putting time, their precious time that God has given them, into the lives of other people. Some people are cleaning up the homes and the hospitals and the buildings that other people pay the rent for and own. And see, they could just do a little bit, like she was talking about, a little bit, just a little bit. But they go above and beyond their call to duty because they know about nosocomial infections and things of that sort. They treat that place like it's a palace. They go through making sure that that place is clean, and if they could, make it bacterial and viral free. See, sometimes we have to realize that in order to give other people the proper respect, that's even that stranger that you don't know that's going to be laying in that hospital bed. That's even that little kid that you don't know that goes home and disrespects their parents. That's even that parent that comes in that disrespects their kids, and you're sharing your knowledge and your time with them. That's even that coworker that always come to work late and want to leave early. That's a whole nother message. But we can't allow people to come so familiar with us, and we become so familiar with them until we forget to honor their very worth and their very value. I value and I honor every teacher, every minister, every preacher. I can't come too familiar with the people in Smile 3 Ministries that I minister with, but neither can they come too familiar with me. If we find ourselves not honoring the call on one another's lives, then we are saying that we don't honor the value that God placed in them and upon them. Husbands and wives, all I can do is go by what the word says. It says for the husband to honor his wife. It says for him to respect her. Come on now. How are you going to honor and appreciate everybody in church and not honor and appreciate one another? How are you going to give your boss all of this respect and honor and you can't give it to your husband or your wife or your children? That's a whole other message, too. So let's not get so familiar with people that we've forgotten that God told us to first love them. We're to love our neighbors. He didn't say they're supposed to earn our love. He says we're to love them. He didn't say love them according to how they love you, but he said for you to love them according to how you want to be loved, how you want to be treated. Mm-hmm. I know this for sure, for certain. Cecilia needs to ask God to show her how to love people the way he loves them. I am asking God to show me how to value others the way he values them. I am asking God to show me how to see them through his eyes, through his spiritual discernment that he's blessed us with. I'm asking God to remove the scales from my eyes so in case that there's anything that is causing me to be blind, to not to be able to see the yoke-destroying anointing on their lives, whether it's there now or it's going to be there later, because some of us are being perfected into the prophet or the teacher or the preacher that we're going to be, for your latter is going to be greater than your former. And so sometimes we don't know that the person sitting next to you, that the person on the other part of that line, the person you just walked past is the next Martin Luther King or the President Obama or the lady Michelle Obama. We don't always know, because, you know, God will show us stuff in part. I mean, he's awesome like that. Or sometimes he'll just put a little functioning in your spirit to tell you, he's mine, she's mine. See, I'm glad that God created humankind. I'm glad that we are his handiwork. Because, see, if I would have had to create man, and I'm not perfect, that means that man would have had more flaws than what they have now. See, there's none perfect but one. How do I know that? Because the Bible says so. So as I and you ask God to show us how to R, the first letter in respect, recognize each other's worth and value, that means that we're going to have to walk in humility, in a way that not someone's humiliating us or belittling us or making us their mat to walk on, but in a way that we eat, you know, it's ours, and it's the esteem others more than ourselves. And in many cases, that means treating them better than they treat you. That means treating them like Christ treats you and I. I mean, even Romans 12 and 10 reminds us, be devoted to one another in love. honor one another above yourselves. This is what the word says. Don't be saying what's the thing. You don't want to say I need to recognize them and their value. You don't want to say I'm going to esteem them higher. You don't want to know the word of God is telling you. I'm not saying anything that I'm not backing up with the word of God. And if you say, oh, no, that's not what the word says. The word says be devoted to one another in love. It says to honor one another above yourself. It didn't say with yourself. It didn't say beneath yourself. It said above. And last time I checked, when something's above something, it means it's on top of it. But that's a whole nother message too. So I thank God that he made humankind. I thank God that he gave us dominion over birds and animals and trees and things of that sort. But guess what he maintained? He maintained and did not give to us dominion over man. We're not to be their idols. We're not to hoard and lord ourselves over them, but we are to be our brothers and our sisters' keepers. We are to walk in unity with one another. We're to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ near and far. So that's R. And that's E, recognizing one another's value was R. Esteeming others more than ourselves, that was E. Now, can we do it the S way? Can we do it selflessly? So we're to practice selflessness. We need to practice that and not selfishness. Oh, yeah, the world has showed us how to be selfish. Mm-hmm. I could sing a song, and it would be called me, 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 it's all about me. Me, 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 myself and I, it's all about me. That's what the world would have me to sing. But God would have me to sing, I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee. See, I know where my need is. But see, me, 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 me says it's all about me. Philippians 2:3 says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself. Are you hearing a pattern here? If you're not, I am. I hear a pattern here. Again, it says in Philippians 2:3, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself. And let's remember that even in 1 Peter 5:3, it tells us that we're accountable to God. And that we're not to lord ourselves over anyone. Because God decides who's going to do what. So as Minister Sheila prays so often, and we need it, whether you're a police officer, a spouse, a parent, a pastor, a teacher, a judge, a president, whatever type of leader you are, you're to know that your relationship with one another is not that to lord over someone, to use your position or your ambition or your vain conceit in order to make someone else feel inferior to you. That's demonic. That's not God. And that's another message too. But on today, remember, R is we must recognize each other's value and worth. E, we're to esteem others more than ourselves. And in many cases, and in some cases, this means treating others better than they esteem and treat you. Why? Because that's what Jesus Christ does with us. People ride around with bumper stickers on and have bracelets and necklaces on to say, what would Jesus do? Well, don't just say, what would he do? Live it. Live what he would do. And then S, be selfless. Be a servant. be someone that serves others, that takes care of others. Because like we said, vanity says me, myself and I. But being Christ-like says, God, help me. Show me how to take care of that sister, that brother, even that one that was wronged me, that spoke wrong to me, even that one that doesn't speak to me according to their own prejudice because of the skin color that I have, because of the fact that I'm a heterosexual, whatever isms and schisms they have against you, you know, whether it's racism or sexism or whether it's this institutionalized mindset that you can do this or that to people. See, there's an institutionalized mindset that God allowed us to teach on for several weeks. So whether it's institutionalized or sexism, whether it's institutionalized racism, whatever it is that people were taught, we can't allow that to be our worry or our cares. But we have to trust God and speak up against it, speak out against it. Because whether the person is here or they're over there, or whether they're in Chicago, Texas, Arizona, the DMV area over in Africa, wherever they are, we're on the World Wide Web. And what we're saying and what we're doing is going to encourage somebody. It's going to deliver somebody. So we did R, recognize, E, esteem. And that's wonderful. And we did S, selflessness, my. Now we're doing P. We're to promote love. We're to promote unity. And where do we do it first? At home. Before we try to ask and demand love and respect and unity in the workplace, in the classroom, on the street, in the church, and in our lives in general, are you promoting love and unity in your home? Even when, according to the words that we just talked about, even when it requires us to do it to others that refuse to do it for us. Because God's going to take care of us. We don't have to worry about it. God got you. I know it don't feel like it. Sometimes it don't even seem like it. Sometimes it looks like the enemy is winning, but it's just a facade. It's false evidence appearing real. It's not the real thing. Because in God, we're victorious. In God, we're winners. In God, we know that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. In God, we know that the weapon can be formed, but it shall not prosper. In God, we know that many shall fall at our right hand and our left, but it won't come nigh thee. In God, we know that we know that we know with the shadow of a doubt that as we keep on the whole armor of God, and as we speak his word and pray his word and sing his word and stand on his word and trust. Did I say trust, y'all? Did I say trust? Hallelujah. As we trust God, we'll know that he's got our back. Well, you know, I said this could be a series or something. So I'm going to have to stop at P. And I know there's more letters to the alphabet. And there's more letters to the word respect. But we're going to have to come back to that another day and another time because it's time for me to turn the program over and back over to Minister Sheila so that she can not only make announcements, but she can see if there's anyone on the line that had any words they wanted to say or pray or whatever it is. But know this, respect is more than a feeling. As they teach us, it's an action word. Minister Sheila, if you can go ahead. That's all I have.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. I want to thank you for that big word that a lot of us do not use, that a lot of us do not even a knowledge, but yet they want you to respect them, but yet they can't respect you. Some of them don't even respect themselves. But Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you for the words that Apostle said today, preached on, teached on, and acknowledged us on, that we all do need to use that word respect in the right way. Respect each other, as they say, do unto others as you want them to do unto you. Respect yourself and respect others, because the way of the right to fill our Father, to fill our needs, is to honor and obey. And to respect each other is one step in the right direction. And if I'm wrong, excuse me, but respect my opinion, because yet God will correct me so I can correct myself. But I want to ask, is there anyone on the line that might have some words to say, a testimony, or anything of acknowledgement that we might need to hear? Or you might just want to have words today to join in, to let us know that God is a blessing, because yet we are still here. The lines are open.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. I was trying to wait to see if anybody else would say something, but I was enjoying the conversation and the teaching on today, the message, and I was sitting here counting the letters of respect, and I came up with seven fingers. And I said, God, there's enough letters and respect for us to practice each one every day of the week. R for Sundays, E for Mondays, S for Tuesdays, T for Wednesdays, and for Thursdays we can have E, and we can have C on Fridays and T on Sundays. And on Saturdays. And I said, God, I thank you for the word on today, because if nothing else, God, teach me how to practice, how to give, and how to deliver respect at home first before I go out into the world and go to work. Because we do know that nothing we do, it does not allow us to not give respect, not show respect from our family, from our homes, jobs, and even learn how to respect ourselves. So I thank you on today, Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, that you have ministered something that if nobody else got help, I got help on today. You helped me. You know how we say in church, you helping somebody. I'm the somebody you have helped on today. I got excited about the word, and I wish that we had been on Facebook Live. I'd have sent up all type of thumbs and hearts and even laugh faces, because I had to laugh at myself and say, that one right there, she must have been thinking about me. So I thank you again for the word, and continue to let God use you to teach us what the word has to say and how we need to apply it to our life. Amen.
Good morning.
Thank you. Go ahead.
This is Minister Margo McCoy, and I just like to say hello and thank God for another day. Thank him for my cousins who are going forth in power and strength, giving forth the word of God to his people, to all those who need to hear it. I just thank God for today's message. It blessed my heart. Especially in the climate in which we live, in our society where respect is something that has been forgotten, is not practiced, is not thought about. Our words, our actions, God help us, even his saints. We are too busy trying to be seen and heard and not doing God's word. So just thank you for blessing me with that this morning and all those that heard it. And I simply say yes. And amen. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Is there anyone else? Okay, I want to thank Minister Sylvia Kaiser-Wright, and I hope I say this right. Is it Minister Margot McCoy? If I'm wrong, forgive me, correct me. I just want to thank each and everyone that's listening in this world. The ones that spoke, the ones that want to speak, or the ones that can't speak. But, Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And I just want to ask, is there anyone else on the line that have words or anything that I might say that was wrong or did not say it right? I do accept correction. I just want to open the lines again and say, is there anyone that has something they want to say or any corrections? Please do now. Okay, well, I just want to say thank you, God. And I want to thank each and everyone on this planet that the Lord has blessed to have another birthday, to have another day. But I want to thank for the message from Apostle. But yet, what we all agree on, respect is a big word that have been lost, have been thrown to the side. It have been shoved up under the couch, under the basement, in the cellar, whatever it is. That's a word that too many people use today or go abide by it from using the right word. But it's just such a word that need to be capitalized and used and understand and related to. Because yet, as we know, days go by, and I just look and I say, oh, God, help them to help themselves. They don't respect themselves. So why they figure, why should I respect anyone else? But, Lord, we need your help. We need you to send your angels with their love and their understanding and their teaching to let us acknowledge that we need to love each other, respect each other, but yet honor you, God. We need the help of you and our heavenly family. But the devil is getting busy, and we need to knock him down, sit him down, put him in a corner door. I'm under, excuse you, get behind me, leave me alone, step down. Because you need to get up out of my way. Because my Father is in my life, and he shall ever have me and control me and to move the demons to the side. Because, Lord, we need your help more and more. But I want to give honor to God, the Father, apostle, missionaries, ministers, and everyone of the world today to let us know and thank them for another day of blessing that the Lord have made, because if it would not be here, we would not have heard this beautiful sermon this morning. I want to thank you, Lord, because yet we all need honor, obedience, and respect. But I want to ask you all to tune in to each and every Sunday morning. But let's talk with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, at, 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also on Monday night for Iron Sharpening Iron with Minister Sylvia Kaiser-Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, and Minister Sheila Kaiser on Monday nights, which also is on Facebook, and they have many wonderful teachers, speakers on the Monday nights on Facebook and Blog Talk, to help us all to understand and to learn that the Lord is the way of the life, of our life, that we should know and practice more on at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also on Friday nights, which is on Blog Talk and Facebook with Minister Sylvia Kaiser with Let's Talk at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to listen and to learn and to understand. All I just ask, 3 hours for 3 different days of your life in a week to donate, to listen to the words and the treasures and the understanding in the life that we need to lead to God. 3 hours per week can donate to the learning and understanding of the Father that have blessed us to have another day, another birthday. Give me 1 hour Sunday morning, 1 hour Monday night, and 1 hour Friday night. I know you might be wanting to go out, but you can dedicate your life to the Lord, because he might show you which way not to go when you go. But I just want to say thank you, thank you, and thank you. And God bless us and take us all through this night. And our foundational scripture is, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. And I said, thank you, Lord. I thank you, and I thank you. And I will never stop saying thank you, but yet he has blessed us. And here, we are here today. Thank you. Have a nice, blessed day. And enjoy it, and remember, God has us all, and he can lead us the right way. Amen. Goodbye.
Amen. Minister Sheila, I know you usually close out, but I just wanted to make an announcement. I know Minister Sylvia has already placed it on Facebook, but don't forget, we have our premiere of Minister Margot McCoy on tomorrow night for Iron Sharpening Iron. So please tune in every third Monday. She's one of our new ministers, and I am grateful for God for the expansion in her ministry and also for Smile 3. Excuse me, Minister Sheila. That was all I had.
No problem. Thank you. Like I say, correct me. I stand corrections. And I know I heard it, but Lord, forgive me. And I'm asking Minister Margot McCoy to forgive me too. And skip my man, but correct me anytime, because we all can use some help. And I want to thank you, and I want to bless her in her name and God Almighty for thanking her for being our Monday night speaker, because I know it's going to be a wild one. But Lord, I thank you, and I thank you. And excuse me, and I will be listening for her tomorrow, and I'm going to ask ahead of time. Excuse me, I will be listening. I know I'll be at work, but I will be listening. And I just say thank you. And I will be blessing us all with the words of saying God has us in our lives, and don't forget it, don't misuse it, because I know God has us, and he will show us the right way to go. Thank you.